I thought it was an April Fool's prank. I really, really did. Nobody was more shocked than me when today during a press conference, Governor Bob Ferguson said this.
Neither budget, however, is close to one that I can sign for two key reasons. First, they each propose far too much in taxes. Second, they both rely on a wealth tax, which is novel, untested, difficult to implement, and most importantly, for purposes of adopting a sustainable budget, will face an immediate challenge in court. If the legislature wishes to complete our work on time, they need to immediately move the budget discussions in a significantly different direction on both of these issues.
I was absolutely floored. But of course, I began questioning our governor's sincerity and, of course, his intentions. Joining us now to discuss on the Warrior Injury Law Studio Line, House Republican Leader Representative Drew Stokesbury. Thanks so much for being with us today, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ari.
So has his office reached out to you yet? Because he said during that press conference he was going to go talk to you guys, probably because he's worried what the Democrats are going to do to him.
Yeah, actually, I met with him. I think it was his very next meeting after the press conference. The meeting had been scheduled. We meet about every 2 weeks. So that was already scheduled. And then the press conference got scheduled subsequently. So I don't know if it was intentionally scheduled right before our meeting or not. But yeah, I think he went from the press conference to the meeting with me.
That's huge. So I'm thinking to myself, he said, okay, no wealth tax, which is good because that means hopefully millionaires, billionaires won't flee the state, leaving us holding the bag for the taxes. But at the same time, he seems kind of open to other taxes. Do you think they just hit their limit of the largest tax increase in Washington state and Bob didn't want to have his name on that?
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. And I mean this in a complimentary way in some regard. He's doing the triangulation strategy that Bill Clinton used successfully in the 90s. He's not a Republican, but he's saying more common sense things than any governor we've had in my political life. And that's not nothing. The things he said at the press conference today, that $15 billion of taxes that got passed out of the House and a slightly different set of $15 billion of taxes that got passed out of the Senate, he would veto that. He will refuse to sign a budget that raises the state's rainy day fund. That's what the Senate Democrat budget does. He refuses to assume unrealistic new revenue growth that our state's economist is telling us will not materialize. The House budget relies on that. He says he would veto that. And he says that new spending growth is far too much. The House budget grows spending at about 8%, even after accounting for cuts. So if you got rid of the savings, the percentage increase would be even higher. The Senate budget is about 9%, and he said that's too much. So all those things are the same things you would hear from Republican governors. That is fantastic. All that said, he didn't go as far as saying he would veto any new taxes, only that he would veto this current set of $15 billion on the table and the wealth tax. So I appreciate that he is not as to the far left as legislative Democrats. But he is still not a Republican. He's still not saying no new taxes at all.
Do you think that the Democrats are playing 4D chess here, where now the Democrats in the legislature are the bad guys, and they know that as a group, they may have low approval among Washingtonians, but people are going to go and vote for their rep, vote for their senator, and they're hoping that Bob Ferguson's the good guy, and then they get to say, well, I came up with these $4 or $5 billion worth of cuts. We have to tax. Look, everybody has to give a little bit. We have these taxes here, but we're cutting a little bit here. Do you think maybe that's the game plan right now?
I mean, it's a great question. I can't say for sure that is not the game plan, but I actually think the explanation is just a little more simpler. First of all, if you look at who has been elected to the legislature in the Democratic caucus over the past couple of years, you are getting fewer and fewer middle of the road city council members, you know, that are used to doing what you just described and sort of trying to balance everybody's interests in a way that gives everybody a little bit and takes a little bit from everybody. We might not love every decision that the city council makes, but Seattle City Council accepted. They are mostly trying to do good work and balance a lot of competing interests. And that used to be where a lot of Democrat legislators came from. And that's not their background anymore. They are coming from far left activist groups where their MO is, I want everything. I want the sun, the moon, and the stars. I want all of it, and I want it yesterday. And so I think that there is a genuine push. Not every House Democrat is like this, but there is a lot of House Democrats that genuinely want as much new taxes as they can possibly get. And I think Bob Ferguson is just being a pragmatic politician. He probably isn't a true believer conservative in small government, limited government like you and I are and your listeners are, Ari. But he's reading the same polls that we are that show 80% of Washingtonians would rather cut services than raise taxes, and saying to himself, why on earth would I double down on something that only 20% of Washingtonians want? Why can't I do the popular thing? And so he's saying, I don't want to raise taxes as much as I can avoid that. And I'm perfectly willing to entertain budget cuts. That, I mean, reductions to the budget have been a complete sacred cow for Democrats in Olympia for the whole 10 years I've been there. And this is the first time in a decade that anybody has seriously looked at the wasteful spending and even begun to scratch the surface. And there's still a lot more to do, but the fact that we even scratched the surface for the first time in 10 years is really saying something.
In the last few minutes we have with House Republican Leader Representative Drew Stokesbury, and I really appreciate that in the middle of session you're taking the time out to come talk with us today. I want to make sure I mention that. So in your conversations with the governor, has there been some things where he says, hey, I'm more open to cutting this, or I'm more likely to tax that? Is there any indication you can give us? Because right now it just looks like they're going to tax everything.
Yeah, you know, he said it, both in our meeting and in public that he does not, he's very skeptical of the wealth tax, both for legal reasons and policy reasons. It is almost certainly going to be challenged in court. There was just a legal opinion produced by former Republican Attorney General Rod McKenna explaining in pretty detailed terms why it is unconstitutional. It's also just bad policy. And I actually made this point on the House floor when we were debating the budget last night. Washington spends a lot of money, and we are able to do that because of companies like Amazon and Microsoft and Boeing call Washington home, and they're growing the state's economy. And so it enables Washington to have a lot higher college financial aid and a lot more spending per K-12 pupil and more Medicaid coverage than a lot of other states. And Democrats really want all those things. And if we start taxing all these companies out of here and we pass this wealth tax, it makes it so the next Bill Gates, the next Jeff Bezos decide to go to Texas or Florida instead of Washington, all that tax revenue will be gone in a generation. And so I think the governor recognizes that. In terms of reductions, again, to his credit, while, you know, I think a Republican would have found additional things and different things and more things, his office identified in pretty good detail a whole suite of reductions that would save about $4 billion over the budget period. Again, could you do more? Yeah, but that is $4 billion more than Jay Inslee ever did in a year he was governor. And had we done some of those things a couple years earlier, we probably wouldn't be in this mess at all. So, yeah, he has put forward a list of about $4 billion worth of savings. It's, you know, common sense things. It's, hey, let's have our state bureaucrats do a little less travel. If there's an open position at an agency that hasn't been filled for 6 months, maybe that means the position wasn't that important to begin with, and we can just leave it open for even longer. Evergreen State College, I mean, I think if you ask a lot of Republicans, we would be okay closing it down and turning it into something more useful. But enrollment has been plummeting. Funding has been staying the same. So funding on a per student average has been going up a lot. So Evergreen State College now gets more money per student than any other college in the state. That makes no sense. If you simply give them the same per student average as every other college, you'd save tens of millions of dollars. Republicans have been saying for years, just do that. Just don't give them extra money. Just give them the same as everybody else. And, you know, Governor Ferguson is finally realizing things like that should have been done years ago. And I think things like that are part of what he's been recommending to the legislature.
House Republican Leader Representative Drew Stokesbury, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us the insight into this, because I'm fascinated watching all of this. You and I may disagree a little bit on what's going on behind the scenes, but at the same time, it's fascinating to watch. And for the time being, it means good news for Washingtonians. Thank you so hard for fighting so hard on behalf of all of us.
Yeah, absolutely, Ari. And fascinating and surprising. I'm surprised as anyone. I worked on Dave Reichert's campaign. I'm not sure I found a single area of agreement with Bob Ferguson when he was governor. So I didn't see any of this coming either. every day is a new one.
It absolutely is, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.